This is Andy Miles, and I'm talking today to Mike Michalski, director of production at and the voice of WCGO Radio and the Gab and Smart Talk Radio Networks. If you advertise or do a show on the station or the networks, Mike's part of the package, but he's also available for whatever voice and production projects you might have. Mike spoke to me from his brand new home production studio. So one thing I was wanting to ask, what's your approach where the writing, production, and the voicing all come into play? I mean, a new project comes to you and you sit down with it. What's in your mind in terms of reaching a final product?
Well, all of the steps kind of shuffle themselves around depending on which project it is. Sometimes it all starts with the copy, and sometimes I'm provided with copy. Sometimes I have to write it myself, and everything else just kind of comes from there. Sometimes I'll find a really nice music track, and I know, hey, soon enough, I'm going to get something that will fit this music track.
Moving day is a happy day, but how can you be sure all of your stuff will get to the new place in the same condition they left the old place? Upgrade your experience to first-class moving and storage. You'll get a team of professionals who treat all of your belongings with care and have the right tools to make the job go smoothly. They even offer a full packing service.
But yeah, usually every project seems to be its own baby.
And is there an example of a recent project that you might talk about in a little detail?
Probably the Unfettered campaign for Gab Radio Network.
Were you inspired by some of the great painters throughout history? Was it Hopper, whose realism captured what a camera never could? Or the likes of Pollock or Picasso, with abstract creations that sparked our imaginations?
The Unfettered campaign is a series of different spots that focuses on a different type of person that this could be targeted towards. We have the rebel. So, you know, if you're just someone who, you know, likes to have a lot of fun.
Had enough corporate radio? Are you ready to finally hit the road? Freedom is a feeling. Turn that ignition and feel the visceral thrill of flying down the freeway, going through the gears as the wind tears at your leathers. Even in a business full of nonconformists, you were always the rebel. You were the person that the PD had to handle because you weren't going to sit and listen to another salesman turn GM.
There's also the sailing one.
The spinnaker is set. The wind fills the sails. As you turn the wheel, your boat leans and starts to pick up speed. You are the smiling captain, setting your course on your next adventure.
And there's the red-tailed hawk, where, you know, you're just dreaming of soaring free, finally.
Did you ever dream of taking to the sky like a red-tailed hawk? Soaring high above open fields, slowly turning circles on your broad, rounded wings. That kind of freedom is available to you as talent on the Gab Radio Network.
It's very conceptual, but that's kind of why I think they're among my favorite things that I've produced, because it really got me out of my comfort zone in terms of how I read spots, how I produce spots, how I conceptualize how I'm going to approach them. So yeah, it's been a big challenge, but I think the ones that I've completed so far are among the best work I've ever done.
Ever get the feeling that a clean car just runs and drives better than a dirty car? That's because it's true. Evanston Car Wash has been serving the North Shore communities for over 60 years.
In general, I like it when a spot that I make for a company doesn't sound like something you would just read off of their About Us tab on their website.
There are a few greater stresses than moving. Worry about the movers showing up on time, breaking things, having enough room, finding the new residence, special surprise surcharges. You've heard the horror stories.
The rule for writing and broadcasting is the shorter amount of time you have, that just makes the writing that much more important, because you have to be more concise. You have to get right to the point.
If you take something like Mike Jackson Outdoors, that's a good comedic intro that you do, where you say,
how does anyone combine fishing, hunting, and the spirit of real outdoor sports with politics and outlandish commentary?
They don't.
That's amazing. That was like the third one I've ever made, ever. I was just recently hired at WCGO when I made that one. And that was really fun too. That was one of those, hey, you know, just have fun and make it like a kind of an old school radio intro where you really build up the host and really set the stage. That's a great example there.
And then a couple of other intros that I think are really excellent. That Darien America show intro is a nice job of editing.
The United States champion of justice, fixing America's issues one state at a time.
We
have serious problems to solve, and we need serious people to solve them.
Welcome to the Darien America Show on WCGO.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now.
That's another example of him like, hey, these two songs, I want them in my intro. Make it work. And they have nothing to do with each other. They don't mix. They don't match tempo. They don't match mood. It's a good contrast, though, and I think that that's what really helped.
The other intro I wanted to mention is the Hannah and Fred show. It's a pretty elaborate intro.
Thank you. And yeah, I knew it had to be sort of like that going in because it's a very lighthearted, playful show. So I knew I wanted to get that feeling going in.
Welcome to the Hannah and Fred Show with Hannah.
We're both bringing different life experiences to the table, both as interviewers and journalists.
And Fred.
We want to make sure that people are learning something, and hopefully at the end of the day that they're having fun.
And that's also an example where you took the hosts talking about what they were going to do with the show and incorporate that.
Yeah, we had them come in to just kind of record themselves talking about the show for a few minutes. And I was thinking, hey, maybe I can use this, maybe not. But I think the addition of it actually ended up working. And yeah, the songs that I used, I've had those just kind of in the back of my head for a couple years. Because when I used to run the board for a past show on the network, I came across certain songs to use as bumps. But I knew with those two particular songs, I'm like, these sound like intros. And one of these days we'll get a show where these sound like really good intros. So that I was just kind of waiting for that.
Call in now at 877-711-5611.
It's the Hannah and Fred Show.
1, 2, 3.
And with independent work that people might want to hire you for, what kind of client work do you most enjoy doing and think you're best suited to do?
Yeah, I think commercials, of all of the things that I do, I think my voice is the strongest.
Mortgage rates have reached record lows recently. If you see home ownership in your future, the future is now.
And at least at this point, I can charge a lot less than what most talent does. But I'll also do TV, movies, cartoons, whatever you want.
I remember you once told me that had you taken a different career path, you might have become a cop.
Yeah, that was the first thing I went to college for, was criminal justice in hopes of becoming a cop.
And what led you away from that and into broadcasting?
Well, a couple of things. One, I have an uncle who's a cop, still is, hopefully retiring after a year or so. And when he found out that I was going to college to be a cop, he was like, oh, why would you want to do that? So it kind of sucks when the one person who was kind of your inspiration to go down that path is like, ugh, don't do that. But also, I had a lot of morning classes for this one semester. And as the semester went on, I started missing a lot more of those morning classes because I was listening to a morning show when I was driving in. And once I got to the parking lot at school, I would just stay in my car and listen to the rest of the show until it ended at 10 a.m. And I knew that wasn't good. But eventually I'm like, well, wait a minute. Maybe this is a sign. Maybe this is telling me that I kind of want to do what I'm hearing here because it sounds fun. And that was the Jonathan Brandmeier show. And when I finally completed college, after I had switched majors and then completed college, my first job in the real world was being the producer for the Jonathan Brandmeier show when it moved to WGN. So that was a very strange, surreal experience, you know, to have this, not even a goal, but to realize what your inspiration is and then to end up working for that inspiration just a few years later. It was pretty wild. I think everything that I learned at Brandmeier is what I still carry through with me throughout life. School was great. School was where I learned at Columbia College. That's where I learned how to actually use like editing software and how to run a board, like very practical things. But it wasn't until I started working with Brandmeier that all of a sudden everything had purpose and everything was very fast paced. There was a lot going on. I had a lot of responsibilities and I just learned how to handle all of that pressure. And of course, being part of a morning crew for our morning radio show, you really got to be strict with your sleep schedule and your time management. And yeah, there wasn't a moment that I wasn't being like super productive at that point. And even though the pace of my life is much slower than it was then, how I approach each project is very similar to how I would approach anything that happened during Brandmeier. It was like, okay, you have this big thing. Let's try to break it down into these nice bite-sized chunks and just keep going, keep going, keep going. So yeah, it's really just the attitude that I approach everything I do with involving radio. It's super serious. And I think that's the thing. We have a ton of fun, but you can only have fun if you're actually getting the work done. And if you, you know, approach things, you know, seriously and just put in the effort, then it all works out.
And the last thing I want to get into is you're recently married, and reading your bio here, I know that you and your wife like to play board games and dice games, go bowling, and I know that you're an award-winning haikuist. Do you want to leave us with a haiku?
Oh, God. I can leave you with the haiku that won me an award.
Please.
Okay. It was on Marian Hossa's birthday. Marian Hossa is a former Chicago Blackhawk. And on his birthday, maybe 10 years ago now, the Hawks Twitter account said, hey, write us a haiku about Marian Hossa, and the top three will win a bobblehead. So then I sent a tweet to them, and it was in reference to a playoff game that happened previously that Hossa won for the Hawks by making this insane move. Because if you're not familiar with hockey, if a puck is like being shot over your head, you're allowed to grab it with your hand, but then you have to bring it immediately down to the ice. You can grab it with your hand and then immediately drop it down to the ice to handle with your stick. So that happens. Hossa grabs a puck over his head and he goes to bring it down to the ice. But before the puck even hit the ice, he hit it with his stick and he scored a goal. So my haiku was simply, Hossa scores again. Yet the puck was not on ice, but airborne instead. And that won me a Marian Hossa bobblehead.